Welcome to another episode of Conversations on the State of Healthcare, brought to you by our sponsor, the North Carolina Healthcare Association. I'm Mike Davis, and we're talking today about a major collaboration that's making waves in Iredell County, North Carolina. It's called the Whole Child, Whole Family, Whole Community Collaborative. Now, this is a countywide initiative that's aiming to transform the way we support and serve families by bringing together organizations, resources, and people in a way we've never seen before. And joining us today to talk about what all this means is Kim Holland. She's the development coordinator for the Iredell Health Foundation. Kim, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks, Mike. I'm really excited to be here and to share what's happening in Iredell County.
Well, let's start big picture if we can. What exactly is, besides being a really long name, the Whole Child, Whole Family, Whole Community Collaborative, what is it and why was it created to begin with?
Yes. Well, first of all, we have shortened the name to Whole Three. So that we can pronounce it a lot easier.
Good, good. I'm going to make a note of that. Well, that'll help me. Okay. Yes. Whole Three. Okay.
Whole Three. Yes. But the goal of the collaborative is about addressing the complex and interwoven challenges that many families in Iredell County face. And, you know, things like poverty, lack of access to health care, and educational disparities. So it's designed as truly a collaborative. It's community-led initiative. We're bringing together schools, nonprofits, health systems, and families to build a system that actually works for families, not just around them. And it's about making services more accessible, more coordinated, and more impactful.
Kim, I understand this collaboration is backed by a pretty significant investment. Tell me about that.
Yes, absolutely. So this was a groundbreaking $100,000 grant, joint investment from Iredell County Community Foundation and the United Way of Iredell County, and with Iredell Health Foundation serving as the lead agency and the fiscal steward. So it's the first time these organizations have come together in a grant cycle like this, and it signals a major shift in how we're aligning funding, strategy, and the community vision.
Now, Kim, as I understand it, this isn't just about pooling dollars, it's about changing systems, and one key part of that is the launch of the Family Navigator Program. Tell me about that.
Okay, so the Family Navigator Program is one of the most exciting elements of this initiative. It's a relationship-based model where navigators work one-on-one with the families to help them identify needs and connect them to the services, whether it's housing, mental health, childcare, healthcare, or job training. But unlike traditional referrals, it's not, here's a number, good luck approach. You know, it's the navigators are actually walking alongside these families every step of the way.
So it really goes beyond just providing information to people.
Absolutely. So it's about building the trust and removing the barriers. So the program that we're launching is launching at the Boys and Girls Club of the Piedmont, which is trusted. It's a welcoming space for many of the families. And that was our deliberate choice. It helps meet people where they already feel safe and supported.
This program is based on some pretty powerful evidence-based approaches, correct?
Yes, it is. It's grounded in the two-generation approach, which supports both parents and children together because the families, you know, don't exist in silos, and it's a supported system. That's how it should be. So we're also using the Colorado Family Support Assessment, and that's a comprehensive tool that helps us understand not just the challenges families face, but also their strengths and their priorities. And this will help us tailor the support and ensure that families don't fall through the cracks.
Kim, this sounds like a huge step forward in how we think about care and support. And it seems like this initiative is aiming for more than just some small wins.
That is correct, Mike. This is not just a program. It's a system-level transformation. We're moving from fragmented, one-off services to really true integration. Agencies are now working together. We're sharing data. We're aligning on our outcomes, and we're putting the needs of the families front and center. And the goal is long-term, a lasting impact.
Now, Kim, I found this quote from Lisa McBain. She's the board chair of the Iredell County Community Foundation. She said, "By combining resources and expertise, we're better equipped to meet community needs, deliver vital services, and create lasting positive change. Kim, what does that quote mean to you?
So to me, the quote captures everything. It reminds us that real sustainable change doesn't happen in silos. When we come together, bringing our expertise, our resources, and compassion to the table, we create something far greater than any one of us could do alone. It's about empowering people, uplifting families, and building stronger communities from the ground up.
And Kim, I understand the collaborative has already brought in some pretty amazing partners, right?
Absolutely. And we continue to get more. But yes, so right now for the phase one, we're working with Minchell Community College, Iredell Statesville School System, Partners Health Management, Theros Parenting, and the Iredell County Partnership for Young Children. And again, like I said, there's more agencies that are expected to join. And so these local partnerships are what makes this true integration possible, and they're essential to our long-term vision.
Well, Kim, thank you so much for joining us today. The work you and your partners are doing is really inspiring, and it's a model for what's possible when communities come together with purpose.
Thank you, Mike. It's been a pleasure, and I am so grateful for the opportunity to share this important work that we're doing.
Kim Holland is Development Coordinator for the Iredell Health Foundation. And for our listeners, we hope you'll continue to follow the progress of the Whole Child, Whole Family, Whole Community Collaborative, which they have wisely shortened to the Whole Three. That's good, Kim. I'm glad you did that. This is just the beginning, and it's already offering a blueprint for how other counties across North Carolina might approach their own community challenges. And thanks for tuning in to Conversations on the State of Healthcare. To learn more about how hospitals are transforming care to create systems that support families in real, lasting ways, you can visit nchealthcare.org. That is nchealthcare.org. And join us next time for more conversations on the state of healthcare.